Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bellas Podcast.
Not to sound like a hater, but I am so excited to talk about Nardom's first fight.
Whatever, Brie. So yes, we have Artem on the show to talk about our first fight and to host another edition of Bella Brains.
All right, here we go.
Happy hump day, Bella Army. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Brie, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
Okay, Brie, I had no idea what it was going to be like entering the third trimester of pregnancy. I mean, talk about swollen everything. Swollen hands, swollen feet, swollen thighs. My goodness, even a swollen...
All right. We know what that means. It's time for opening up. So let's pop that bottle. All right, today we're opening up with grapefruit rosemary fizz drinks. And we were inspired by this because if you drive all over the Valley of Phoenix, you see that grapefruits are everywhere. And I used to like greyhounds. You know, you remember greyhounds, Nicole?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a greyhound every now and then.
Right? Or even sometimes tequila drinks with like grapefruit are always good.
But I think you always forget how amazing it is when you add rosemary to drink, especially in the summertime.
It opens up your palate in such a great way.
Look at us.
So, you know, grapefruit, rosemary, make it a little fizzy drink and you have summer in your mouth.
We got pregnant and we're turning into craft makers or
virgin
whatever
craft
you
makers.
Call top bartenders. That's us.
Yeah.
You know, and speaking of how we have to mocktail, I can't believe, but Brie, my baby's over 2 pounds already.
2 pounds.
How cute is that? Okay, so last night, I was laying in bed. So my baby's been kicking a lot and yours is really wild. And mine's wild, but yours always seems extra wild for some reason. But I was laying on my side and my baby started kicking me again. And so I put my hand there. I swear I could feel the outline of the feet.
Oh, yeah.
I was like melting. And so I don't even think I've updated all of our listeners here, but I saw the doctor recently and you know, so grateful to God that the baby's very healthy. We kind of had a heart scare. And so Artem and I had to drive to LA to get our baby double checked because they thought they saw something in our baby's heart. And everything came out great, which we were so blessed and happy about. But what's so cute is our baby keeps its feet together. So that's why when I get those kicks and I'm like, whoa, it's like doing the donkey kick to me.
Yeah. And you know what's going to be really crazy is when you see your baby sleeping, you're going to probably see your baby's feet like that. Because I noticed some stuff Birdie did in the womb. She did outside the womb and it was really crazy for me. But can we just go back to you saying that your baby's 2 pounds? Because every time I go to the doctor and they tell me like, oh, your baby's measuring at this and then your baby's this much weight, I'm always like, but how is it that I'm gaining this much weight? Why is it that I'm 25 pounds up and my baby's 3 pounds.
Okay, so I'm not going to lie. I definitely thought about that because I know everyone says, don't get on the scale, Nicole, but I still get on the scale because I just want to know what is my journey after the baby comes. But I did think about that. But then the one thing I have noticed is how much water I'm retaining. I feel like I'm wearing dresses with straps, and within 2 minutes I have the marks on my shoulders, or even when I lay down. Like, you know when your body's retaining a lot of water, you know how you get the marks real easy.
I retained 22 yeah. pounds of water with Birdie.
But you know what I have to say? How my baby was kicking me last night and just grazing my hand with its feet. Sure, give me all the water weight you want, because that was like the most incredible feeling.
And it gets better and better. It's yeah. pretty cool.
But I will say that the changes are crazy. Like, my skin discoloration on my upper lip, I'm seeing a little bit on my cheeks. But Brie, what is, sometimes I wake up and I feel like I have no collagen under my eyes. I feel like my eyes are so sunken in, and it's not every day, but then I'm like, is this just a day that whatever the baby's taking, it's affecting the eyes? Like, what is that?
I call it sleep deprived, because I feel like,
or good answer.
Even with Birdie now, there's days where I might be up through the night with her and I look at my face the next morning and I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, it's just, I call it the face of a mother. And I feel like that never, ever goes away. But I have to say, I'm really excited because I finally get to see my baby this week.
Ooh.
I mean, I have not seen my baby since 20 weeks.
Oh.
And think, I'm going to be 29 weeks when I see the baby.
Oh, I can't wait to see the ultrasound.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And wait, can I just say one more thing I've noticed about, like, just all these changes? But yeah. this is a plus I've really liked. My lips have gotten bigger.
Oh, they do. Oh, my pregnancy gosh. Lips are the
can
best.
Can they just stay? Like, I love this.
They don't. They go
you
away,
just put
like,
on
after
clear
birth.
Lip gloss and you feel great about yourself. I don't need lip liner.
No wonder people want to get lip injections. After you get pregnant, you're like, dang, I look good with these lips.
But I do. I'm enjoying the luscious lips. One thing I wish I could enjoy more, or not enjoy more, but be more motivated. And I'm going to just, because I'm pregnant, so I feel like I deserve to have excuses. I'm going to blame the 100-degree heat in Phoenix. But my workouts, they lack. It's tough for me. I mean, walking, I'll power walk every day, but to do more, I'm like once a week now I work out.
So this is what I always told my sister. And I go, the day you have a kid, you'll understand. But I would always tell her, like, when you're running companies and you're really, really busy, both mentally and physically, when you all of a sudden have to come to a workout, it's hard. It's mentally hard to work out because you just need a little break. You need to relax. And then you're running around with your kid. And when you have a little newborn, you're going to be up a lot through the night. You're just so tired. And I'm going to say, for me, it's never the heat. I'm not going to give any excuse except being tired. I wish sometimes all I had to think about in a day was workout, but I don't. It's always like number five on my list.
You know what? I feel all you mamas out there. I think one thing that when we are done with being in quarantine and, you know, hopefully when COVID-19 passes, the one thing I realized what's always been a plus for me, and I cannot wait to start again, is Pure Barre classes, hot yoga classes. What I realize is even when I'm my most tired, if I sign up for a class and I show up, I'm going to do that hour. Whether I'm giving 80% or 120, I'm going to do that class. It is hard when you have to do it here on your own. I bought myself an elliptical like about a month ago, and I've used it a few times, like not bad. And I bought myself some free weights, but I wish I was just more motivated to go into my garage and do it. I miss a personal trainer, and I really miss going to classes.
I miss going to classes too. But I will say the one thing that's helped me is using my band every night. My band literally is in my nightstand drawer.
She does. She even sends me photos. Bree's actually really amazing with these bands.
I literally put them around my arms. And if it's just Brian and I chit-chatting or I'm watching a show, I have all these different exercises I do. I do them on my arms, my forearms. I do them around my ankles, my calves, my thighs. I have all these different positions. And I literally do it where I'm burning and I get a little sweat, a little bit. And then I'm done.
Yeah. And I have to say, Brie, like, I could see it in your arms and legs. Like, your arms and legs have stayed real nice. You guys, I know I make jokes about my thighs, but I will say, you know, I've been someone who I've been an athlete, like, competitively since fifth grade. I've always worked out. And I've always been a curvier girl. Like, to even get to Brie size was always a struggle for me. And I've always just been thicker. And I love that. My cellulite is almost down to my kneecaps, I feel like. I've never seen my legs this bad. And I know it's, I'm not, I'm not training them as hard, but it worries me. I'm filled with cellulite now on my thighs. Like that's the thing I've been most affected.
I've seen a little increase, but this is my thing.
It's okay.
But I'm going to say this. I've seen you worse than what you are now. And I've seen you then all of a sudden train and do your, when you used to do change time and all this stuff, and all of a sudden, boom.
Fat can always go away. That's the one thing. Yeah. You just got to work. You can always burn fat, but I just feel like I'm going to have a tough road after this.
I'll admit, I did. I honestly thought it was going to be really easy to lose baby weight. I was like, I got this. The last 5 to 10 pounds don't come off. You're just trying your hardest. And then you're tired. And I'll admit, I definitely am one who will like eat my kid's food. And like, she doesn't finish mac and cheese. I finish it. It's awful. And I told myself I can't do that anymore. But I haven't bounced back to my pre-weight of Birdie.
Right.
I'm hoping after this baby, I get back. But I feel like the first time you get pregnant, I don't know. You indulge a bit. I indulge with Bird.
Yeah, but for me, it's not that. It's what I know I need in my life, and what COVID-19 has really thrown a wrench in is like in the beginning of this pregnancy, I was using my personal trainer. I was going to Pure Barre and Hot Yoga, and I was actually staying in great shape. I'm not doing that now. And what I realize, my personality, I benefit from having those things in my life. I still go do stuff in my gym, but I don't push myself like a trainer or a class pushes me. And then let's all admit, we're all somewhat a little depressed during all this right now. So I feel like my eating, at times I feel like I'm eating because I'm actually am fighting maybe a little bit of depression. Just the uncertainty of, you know, are we all going to be safe after this with the coronavirus? Are we always going to have to somewhat be in mask or social distance? Like, I feel like, you know, sometimes we're not giving us as human beings enough credit of what we're fighting through mentally. You know, I'm going to be curious about how everyone's mental health is going to be after this, because we've been inside, our economy is at its worst. We're seeing people struggle. We're seeing people die. We're seeing loved ones lose everything. Not only that, we don't know our futures. And so we're all fighting a little bit of that.
You know, it's weird because Brian and I were actually talking about this last night. Is the uncertainty of everything, of what media tells us, to what your neighbor tells you, to what your friend, to how your mind plays these like back and forth games on you. The uncertainty of everything just is really annoying.
I'm like, it makes my mind, that emoji right? Where the brain's like exploding. Yeah. That's how I feel every day. But you know what? No more coronavirus talk. Let's save that for another time. I want to talk about our book. This is our first time talking with our listeners since our book has dropped, since we've gotten the reactions, the headlines, which we've made a lot. And there's quite a bit, you know, I want to discuss, and I know you. What I have to say, the incredible amount of love and support we have gotten from our Bella Army, from the WWE Universe, from the e-viewers, to just people who actually didn't know who we are but fell in love with our story, whether they saw it on Good Morning America, different news shows, or heard from a friend. It has been incredible and outpouring. And what I love the most is, like so many of the reviews, is exactly, Bree, what we wanted to do. Bree and I didn't want to come out with an autobiography. Like, here, this is about us. Yay, look at our accomplishments. We wanted a true memoir that when you shut the book, you put on that invisible cape and you truly became a hero of your own story, that you became a survivor and not a victim. And people have been reading our book in a day, maybe 2 days, saying they can't put it down. And that's exactly what they took from it. And that, to me, like, that has felt like victory, right?
Right. And, you know, it's crazy because all of last week, Nikki and I were just so slammed with all this media and press. And it's weird because you say slammed and you're slammed at home. But we had crazy long days. Like, almost every day we were up at 4 a.m. just to make ourselves look decent for all these Zoom interviews and Skypes and everything. But it was weird because we were really nervous, you guys. Really nervous a couple days leading up to May 5th. And then just with all the positivity and everything, we felt really free and good.
Yeah. I'll admit, like, there was only a few things that bummed me out. And I always make headlines, I feel like. And these were more the websites that look for the clickbaits, what I call it. One thing I've learned is you can't believe a headline anymore, because they're going to make it sound like something so you click. And then you're going to read the story and go, wait, this has nothing really to do with the headline. But how many people actually click and read the story? So some people were coming at me because one of the first stories from the book is I talked about when Ronda Rousey debuted at WWE. And it was the night, it happened to be the first ever all-women's Royal Rumble. And my thing was, it was never against Ronda what I said. I respect Ronda. I think Ronda, one, is an icon. And what she's done for the women's wrestling industry has been incredible. And I just hate the headlines made me sound hateful when all I said was I felt it was the wrong time to debut her, because here these women that had been working in the wrestling industry for so long, who fought to have this first ever Women's Royal Rumble, they had to go over the top rope. They were scared, but they overcame it. They conquered. They put on such an amazing show, and it got overshadowed because they didn't tell any of us. And then they debuted Ronda, and they didn't even let Asuka have her moment. Like, she just won the first ever all Women's Royal Rumble. And also what a lot of people don't know is that I was just the voice for so many that were upset. Brie, you were there.
Yeah.
So many women were upset backstage.
A lot of women were.
We were all doing a champagne toast, as they wouldn't let, what no one knows, they wouldn't let one other woman go out and speak to the media. They only wanted Ronda. So then the one thing that made myself and other women upset was like, you're never, ever again going to get real reactions from how those women felt that night, because not one person asked. So that's what I spoke about. Nothing against Ronda. I mean, I thought it'd been so badass to have then Asuka the next night be like, yeah, we're live on USA. First ever champion in your face. No one compares to me. Then debut Ronda. Now, how badass would that? But that's what I would have been for. And I just hate how all the headlines make it. When TMZ had their headlines, I was just like, you guys are trying to make this something that it's not. I have nothing bad to ever say about Ronda Rousey. Ever. Like, I was so grateful to have a main event match with her for the first ever all women's pay-per-view. I have nothing but respect for that woman. Plus, I actually really like her. She's a lot of fun. She's hilarious, and she's a really good person. So all that really bothered me.
Well, I was kind of like, there's so much other things to talk about in the book than that.
Well, when it's mainstream names, it's clickbait. You know what I mean? So I said a mainstream name in the book, and I feel like that's why people click. Just like there was a few about John, and I was like, you guys really, like, aren't we past this?
Yeah.
Like, of course he'd be a chapter, but it was a great chapter. It
right.
was, you know, very beautiful and open. There was nothing bad, nothing right. bad said. But if you saw the headlines, they make it like there's something bad. When they use that word regret, you did that interview with me. I said I almost regretted.
And this is my thing. It's media now. I mean, like, who else lost sleep over the murder hornets in Washington?
Me.
Me too. I'm like, can they come to Arizona? Like, I actually, you know, Brian and I, we're not going this summer, but we spend our summers in Washington. And it made me almost feel like to put the house up for sale because I don't want to be killed by a hornet.
I mean, Brie, I was about to force you to put your house up for sale because I was like, no, now we have murder hornets
and I feel
in the
bad
United
for the bees.
States.
I'm like, do I need to go fight with the bees? But not to go off topic, let's talk about the one headline that actually I felt like I saw everywhere, and I did see positivity, and I want to applaud you because I tried with the Me Too movement to get you to speak up, but you wanted to save it for the book, but about the two rapes you experienced in high school. And it takes a lot of bravery and courage to talk about it, but it takes more bravery and courage to realize that it isn't your fault to not feel shame. I loved seeing the fact that you let that go. I'm sad it took you 20 years to actually feel that. And I know you broke down a couple times last week, like, because it's hard for you to still see it in writing. But for me, that was very powerful. And those were powerful headlines. And after the whole media week, those were the things I took with me.
Right. And I have to say, that's, I first want to thank all the media, because the media has been amazing to you and I, and they still are. When I was talking about Ronda and John were two headlines, let's talk about, you're right, the 50-100 others of people that truly embraced, and it was mainly that story. And I'll admit, I was very scared and nervous for the book to come out. You guys, I didn't even tell my mom those two rape stories. I literally, the night before May 5th, when the book dropped, I went and put a book in my mom's mailbox with two bottles of wine, because I was like, you're going to need this. And my mom literally had to find out with the world what had happened to me. And when I had the two rapes in high school, my mom was going through a terrible divorce. She just had started her own company. She was trying to keep that afloat, also raise 3 kids and figure out how am I going to do all of this and pay for it. When these things happened to me, I just felt like, why am I going to burden her with this? Plus, was it my fault? Did I do this to myself? Did I put myself in this situation? And I just kept it in and fell into such a deep depression. I lacked confidence. I treated myself with such disrespect. And I carried this for so long. I go to therapy a lot, all the way up until my 30s. But I have to say, when the book dropped and getting all the love and support and the outreach, it made me feel amazing. It was definitely 2 very emotional days. I broke down to Brie a few times. Just seeing the headlines of my name attached to that, and now the world knows, it was just so weird and hard for me, because at times I'd feel numb to it, and then at times it feels still so real. So it's been very emotional for me this week. But the reason why, you know, Brie was a big help with this, why I wanted to share these stories. Our fandom, the Bell Army, who are just family, the more I got to know them and hear their stories of how they're inspired by Brie or motivated by us or just like what they've overcome or what they're struggling with, I realized that these are some of their stories. Some of the girls, what they're going through in high school and college, and then women in their 20s, 30s, and beyond. And here I have this story that I could share and give them strength with, but I'm not telling it. And then the Me Too movement happened. And then I'm hearing a lot of stories, right? And I'm starting to realize that I'm not alone. Like, whoa, this has happened to a lot of people and they feel just like me.
And realizing too, and this is what I loved about the Me Too movement, there's not one level of rape or molestation.
Or
sexual harassment. There's multiple levels, but in the end, it's not right, period.
Period. Well, that's what I started to realize, that we all are sitting here blaming ourselves, shaming ourselves, holding so much guilt when we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I mean, how many times did you question, like, did I wear something? Did I put myself in that position? Did I drink too much alcohol? Like, how many times did you do that to yourself? And that's not fair.
Not fair. And when Brie and I were talking, when we started writing this memoir, Brie was like, I really think you should share these stories. And I'm like, well, goodness, Brie, I've only told you. I've told our cousin Kristen. I've told a few of my best friends, my ex-fiance and Artem. These are the only people that I've known in these 20 years. But then I did see the people that I could help, because when I was young, I didn't have anyone to look up to. This was 2001 and 2002. No one was talking about this stuff. So I didn't have any women to look up to that were sharing their story and saying, this is not your fault. So instead, I led life thinking, did I do this? Did I not? Like, I don't think I did, but did I? And now I want to be that example for the youth. If this has happened to you in high school, it is not okay and it is not your fault and you have to talk to someone. In college, in your 20s, I don't care how old you are, it is not your fault and you need to talk about it, because you don't want to be like me who held on to it for 20 years. When you hold on to that shame and guilt, it is heavy and you fight through so many demons, and I could have fought those demons when I was young. And unfortunately, I didn't, because I didn't have anyone to look up to. But I want to be that person for you guys.
Which I love. And, you know, I do. If you are listening and you have gone through any situation, whether you feel like it's mild or moderate or really bad, please reach out to someone. Talk about it. Because to see what my sister went through for the last 20 years, no one should ever go through that.
I agree. And, you know, I would go in detail right now with the stories, but they're in the memoir. I feel like I'd get super emotional if I did. And so I'm not going to do that right now. I just, you know, I don't, it's, we got a whole show to do with you guys. And
well, and that's why, you know, Nikki and I did want to write the memoir. And if you haven't gotten your book, get your book. Because even, you know, I talk about going through death. I lost my high school sweetheart. Unfortunately, I was 18 years old to a drunk driver. He wasn't drunk. Someone else was, and hit him. And death is a very profound thing. And whether you're someone like my sister who might go through a rape situation, you might be on the other end and go through death. And death is one of those things that could, I hate saying make you or break you, but it can. And for me, it broke me for a while, but then I also gained this really big spiritual part of me. And I started to see the beauty in a lot of things that I never thought I could. But it's, you know, it's why we wanted to write this memoir, because we've been through some crazy stuff, but everyone has. Everyone's been through something bad. Everyone has a story. And we just want you to all know out there, you're not alone and you can overcome that. And Nicole and I always say it. I feel like you guys have heard us say this 100 times. You can turn any negative into a positive. You can turn any no into a yes. And for my sister and I, through our blood, sweat, and tears, we made it happen to get to where we are at today. We didn't let anything hold us back. We all have inner strength. You just got to dig down really, really deep and find it. But that's why you have the Bellas, because the Bellas are on your side, and we're going to help you dig deep and find that strength, because everyone has it.
That's right. We're going to help you become heroes of your own story.
Exactly.
Because we are all superheroes deep down inside.
Yes.
But can we talk about my non-superhero moment from this past episode of Total Bellas?
Ooh, I don't know about all of you listening, but I was crying laughing a majority of it.
You, Brie was. I have never, so we've been on reality TV for 7 years now, and it is definitely, this past Thursday night was the most embarrassed I have ever been watching myself. So if you guys missed the last episode of Total Bellas, I got extremely wasted. Artem and I had our first big fight, and the cameras caught it all. And that just aired, and it was extremely humiliating. So you'll definitely want to watch it, because Brie was crying laughing the whole time and teased me and her husband.
And why I was crying laughing is because I felt like every other woman watching, we've all been in your situation.
Yeah, except some gave me hate. And I'm like, okay, you're either a super fan of Artem, or like, good for you that you've never gotten like drunk and crazy. Because I feel like all of us at some point have gotten drunk and crazy, right?
Yes, 100%.
The best is, I will say, so many women were tweeting at me and commenting on my IG like, oh my gosh, so me, my boyfriend or husband was looking at me like, oh, I know this night. They were just saying my eyes, my reaction, the stumbling. Oh,
the best
gosh.
Ever is when you're really drunk, and it was clearly you were at fault over Artem. And then when you go back to the house drunk and you're looking at him and go, you don't want to talk because you know I'm right.
Ew, you guys,
you
what
know
a bitch.
I'm right.
I was such a bitch. Like, even re-watching it, I couldn't stop apologizing to Artem that night. Artem, I was an evil bitch. And can I just say the full story of what the cameras didn't get and what didn't air?
Yes.
Okay. So Brie and I had a hosting gig before that we couldn't bring the cameras to. We were doing a hosting event for Temptation Island for the USA Network. So the bartender was making the most perfect spicy skinny margaritas.
I mean, perfect.
And so for all of you who have been listening to the Bells podcast for a while, you know how that's one of our favorite drinks.
I mean, extra ice and everything.
I mean, they had tahini salt. That's so rare. Sometimes they have to make their own spice. But anyways, I was downing them. It was warm. Brie and I had to do a lot of speaking, and then we were just so busy, I didn't have time to eat. So I downed like 5 margaritas very quickly, because I do that for some reason with spicy skinny margaritas. No other drink except that. No food in my stomach. So Brie can just see it on me like, oh my gosh, Nicole's wasted. I had to announce the DJ. I forgot his name. I'm literally looking at him. Hundreds of people. And he like was giving me the evil eye, like, is this girl for real? I was making a fool of myself. But then we had an old friend walk in. I mean, more of an acquaintance, but I was so shocked to see this gentleman, by the way, 21 years old. Yes, he's handsome, but he's 21 years old. And I was like, Brandon, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here. You guys know, like, I was such a happy drunk at that point. So Artem was picking me up there to go to our date night. So Artem comes in. I'm like, Artem, oh my gosh, you have to meet Brandon. You have to cook for him. We're going to take care of him. Like, okay, very embarrassing drunk talk, but I'm drunk. All of a sudden, Artem just left. He was so upset he left me. That, for some reason, triggered fire and anger in me. Like, he just left me. What did I do wrong? And the minute you know a drunk girl gets there, that is it. So then I looked at Brie because Artem left me. I go, will you still go salsa dancing with me? Because I actually knew that the crew had cleared it. So I'm the type of person, like, if we go through the clearing of filming, I don't not show up. Like, I'm huge with that.
Whether she's 20 margaritas in or not, yeah, she's showing up.
I told Brie, I go, people literally have already set up there. They have lighting. Like, I don't want to be like that girl that no shows. So will you come? What was supposed to be my date night? So Brie and I go, and I just start dancing. And I think people thought I was salsa dancing intentionally in front of Artem. Every time Artem popped in, I had no idea. That's how drunk I was. But anyways, I mean, does it make it right? I was definitely in the wrong. I mean, watching it again, I felt terrible. It made me feel so silly. But you know what? I'm a human being. And yeah, sometimes I get drunk crazy, I guess. I haven't gotten drunk crazy in so long. So then Artem left again, right? So what? He popped in like three times. Then he ended up leaving me. So that's when I'm in the car, like makeup smear, like I'm so done. Ew, I couldn't even watch that. I mean, I watched it, but with like my hands over my face, looking through my fingers. Like, you know how hard it is to watch yourself that drunk? I was so embarrassed. But anyway, I'm embarrassed right now, Sam. Feel how hot my face is. But,
oh, it's hot.
Yeah. But so I bring the cameras with me. Like, you guys, Artem was home, decided to go to sleep. I literally told the cameras, no, you're getting in with me. We are waking him up. I'm no. And they came with me. Poor Artem.
Poor I barged Artem. In.
But if you guys go back and watch the episode, the first door I open is our master bedroom. And I wish they would have showed this. I'm talking to a pillow that's under a blanket. I thought it was Artem. And then Artem says something and I realize it's in the other room. So you could tell the closet's changed because then I go in the guest room. That's where he was. So for a little bit, I'm so talking great. To a pillow. That's how drunk I was. But
is that why you were like, oh, so if you don't, you're not coming out, you know I'm right.
Yeah.
You're not coming out.
Because I was talking to a pillow, not even Artem. That's when he goes, Nicole, I'm over here or whatever. And then he ended up kicking all the camera crew out. That's when I knew, like, ugh. But then I was like, I'm going to just stick with my attitude.
And our hangovers the next day at Birdie B, like, ew. How awful.
When you guys saw the Sun Chips laying on the couch. And that's another thing, because some people were like, she didn't say sorry enough. First of all, our conversation on the couch was like 30 minutes. You get 2 minutes of it, you know. I definitely will admit, I have a hard time saying I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, you do. Yeah. I'm happy you admitted it.
I do. I really do because I'm stubborn and like when I truly feel I'm right about something, which in that situation, even when I was sober, I was like, but I wasn't flirting and you made me feel like I did something wrong with the guy and I didn't. Sorry, I was drunk and overly annoying, excited. But when you left me, that didn't make me feel good. And my actions past that, though, were not right. They were terrible, but it sucked how I got there because I just felt like my back was up against a wall. And I've apologized repeatedly because Artem doesn't deserve that. He's so sweet, which I feel like we need to bring him on just to hear a little
bit.
We
do need to hear his side of the story because you might not think that you were wrong, but it is nice to hear Artem's sober perception of it because maybe you were in the wrong.
But first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids. And I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything. As long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast. But before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi,
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come.
Wow, that is so cool. I feel like there's so many times I drive around and I always look and I'm like, oh my gosh, if that was just a park for kids to be at. One thing I find as a mom that is so healthy for my children mentally and physically is places for them to run around that feel safe, that have community. I also feel like it's a great place for kids to be social. So I find it absolutely incredible that Macy's is going the extra yard to really help the emotional and physical well-being of children.
Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Artem, so Bree and I were just talking about our fight from last week's episode of Total Bellas. And I said my point of view about things, but of course, you know, I want you to come on the pod and talk about your thoughts. Because you didn't say much also on the YouTube video either. You never really, you make everyone think that I just talk over you all the time because you never talk.
I do talk. I just don't talk a lot.
Well, yeah. He doesn't talk a lot, you guys. Like, I mean, that's 24/7. So I know it seems like I just talk over him or all this, but it's just Artem's not a man of very many words, which is okay. We love him for that. But tell us what your thoughts were.
It's not that I don't talk. I just feel like there is really not a lot to say about the situation just simply because it's done, it's dusted, we don't need to bring it back to life, and we can just kind of observe, take the most out of it, and move on.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
That does. But at least for our listeners right now, I want you to describe to them like how you felt watching yourself have your first fight with your now fiance on national TV. Just give us your feelings through that. I mean, Artem, you literally were trending worldwide. Worldwide, you guys. Artem was
trending
worldwide.
Worldwide. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that was mainly because everyone was like, I'm so team Artem.
If I would be trending worldwide for like an incredible dancing or like some kind of a cool skill that no one does, then I'd be like, I've been trending worldwide. But trending because of the argument, I don't think that's a good thing.
No, but Artem, you were trending worldwide because everyone was team Artem.
But do you understand there is no winner in this situation?
No, there isn't. So, but just tell us, can you just go through your feelings
right,
with us,
okay,
please?
Okay, fine. It did not feel good to watch it back simply because you have to relive exactly the same scenario that I already lived in once. And it's kind of, I don't know. I mean, it's like a mixture of feelings, you know? First of all, you kind of want to forget how you felt because when you don't feel good about a situation, you don't want to relive it. I mean, that's like a given. Most of the time, right. Obviously, you just looked at it and just go like, okay, I've learned what I don't do anymore or what I shouldn't do or what my reaction should have been. Yeah, but at the same time, you can't change anything. It happens. But again, coming back to what I've seen, it was just really uncomfortable for both of us. You know, it doesn't matter who's right and who's wrong or whatever the situation is. It's embarrassing.
Right. Can you admit one thing?
Hold on.
That you did get a little jealous in the beginning of the night? That
no one... Or...
Okay. That no one saw because we didn't have the camera crew there. That you did get a little jealous.
I mean, part of it, yeah. But I think it still came from a place where it was just kind of confusing because... Obviously, that a lot of viewers who saw the episode knew that we were about to go out and have this evening together because that was the plan from the get-go for me.
I mean, I was
while
still
I'm driving
wrong.
Up the car. I'm not even going upstairs. You coming down, jump in the car, and we're going to go have fun. And then I, first of all, it's already been like, okay, can you come up? And I was like, okay, well, I guess we're just going to have to hold off. So I park the car. I'm coming up. And it's just like I'm walking into a situation where, first of all, I was not there from the get-go. I am the sober guy out of everyone who was there. Everybody in a whole different level. So I already feel kind of like out of place. And then I need to fit in. And I don't really want to fit in because this is not my type of having fun. Or that's not my ideal way of spending the evening. And I just feel like it's kind of been ignored in that way. And then I'm like seeing another thing, this guy who you talking to me about, oh, hey, can we like invite him to our house? Can you like cook for us and stuff? And I'm like, first of all, I don't even know the dude. And I'm already walking in the situation that I'm like already kind of feeling out of place. And then all of that on top of it, it just made me feel like, okay, why am I even here? Like, this is so weird. This is not what it's supposed to be. This is not the envision that I had coming up to this place.
No,
and this is not the agreement we had.
And rightfully so. I totally understand why you got upset. I wish you didn't leave. And I think that made things escalate. And we've already talked about that.
But in my defense, talking to you at that point was extremely difficult.
I agree.
And also me being there and just getting more angry at the situation, I felt like I'd rather take myself out of the situation and then when everyone on the same level, then let's have a conversation about it, versus me staying there, being more angry, and then even if I say something, it's just going to go directly against me. So that's why I eliminate myself from the situation, because I feel like it was no point of me staying.
No, and you know what? I agree completely, and that was actually very smart of you. I was too drunk to see that. But can you just tell everyone that I'm actually a lot of fun when I'm drunk? I'm not always crazy monster Nikki mode. People are calling me a monster, Artem.
She's not a monster. She
we
is
We usually
fun.
Have a lot of fun.
And the thing is, I think when you come to a party, everybody at the same time, and everybody trying to have fun together, I think it doesn't matter how much you even drink. It's just kind of like you, like, I don't know, I keep saying at the same level, but I think it really matters, you know?
Oh, of
when
course.
When you're coming to a party that's been going on for 4 hours and people already having their own kind of like state of intoxication and you coming in completely sober with like an idea of something different, it's just never going to go well no matter what it is.
Right. Well,
you know?
That's why Brian, people always think Brian is, like just socially, not, I don't want to say socially awkward, but doesn't like to be around people. But he knows that if we're going out to a late dinner and we're going to have a lot of drinks, Brian just ends up staying at home with Birdie because he's like, you guys are all going to be on some different level. You guys all start talking weird. You get these weird accents, which are like that. Oh my gosh. And then he's like, it's just not fun for me. So Brian, for however long him and Brie have been married, they just, you know, I get why he does that. So, and I understand why you're upset. And I, you know, what's crazy is that was our first big fight, but we haven't had another like that big of a fight really. Maybe once or twice.
Well, I mean,
we've had a lot of arguments.
You also didn't, I don't think, drink as much.
I did learn a lesson. It just sucks. I had to relearn it. But,
and look, I'm not saying like, first of all, yes, having drinks, I'm never against it. I'm never going to say no to it if you want to do it. I feel like by saying that, they're just putting person in such a like defensive mode that just nothing good gonna come out of it. You know, the best way of dealing with it is just let them have fun, let them do what they do, and then if they wake up with regrets, it's going to be up to them to change that situation or not. And I think it's important because when you start changing a person into something that you envision, it's always going to go backwards.
Oh, I agree. Well, thank you for coming on and telling us your thoughts. And
you're welcome.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you more. Love you're you. Such a trooper, how you put up with me and how I put up with you. You like how I added that?
Hold on. You such a trooper or we such a trooper?
We're troopers together.
Okay, good. All right,
but you've been on this just crazy journey, especially putting your life out there. And I just admire you so much for it. You're brave. You're amazing. And now everyone gets to see tomorrow night when Brian got upset at us. At least you and I were on the same side. That was good.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how uncomfortable it got because we stayed in their house too long? Yeah, that's tomorrow night, Artem. Now you're going to have to relive that. All right, you guys. Well, that's going to be on an all-new Total Bellas tomorrow night, 9, 8 Central, only on E. And Artem, thank you so much for coming on.
Of course.
I love you.
Love you.
All right, everyone. We'll be back with Dear Bellas, but first, a quick break.
Texas Pete is a sauce that allows you to sauce like you mean it. It's generosity in its simplest form, and it's a swagger people have who know what's good.
That's right. Each Texas Pete sauce is packed with bold, balanced flavor.
The signature tanginess is what makes it a legendary hot sauce that can be used on just about anything.
It has been at the center of dinner tables since 1929 and is still heating things up today.
Oh yeah, and you know, you're definitely going to want to try every flavor. The original hot sauce has a famous secret blend of fermented peppers.
The hotter hot sauce is 3 times hotter than the original and not for the faint of heart.
Sabor by Texas Pete adds authentic Mexican flavor.
Yum. And their dust dry seasoning matches the flavor of the original hot sauce in a flavorful dry rub.
It's just making my mouth water thinking about it. I mean, I'm always reaching for the Texas Pete.
I think we put it on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
We really do.
We actually even sneak hot sauce in our purses, so if restaurants don't have hot sauce, we put it on.
Texas Pete goes with me everywhere I go.
Texas Pete, sauce like you mean it.
Visit TexasPete.com and use the store locator to find Texas Pete products as well as purchase sauces and get recipe inspiration.
And use the promo code PODCAST24 for 20% off at TexasPete.com.
When it comes to decorating my home, I like coziness. I like the boho feel. I want it to be light and airy. Pretty much when you walk into my door, I want you to feel that you are truly at home and you have that warm and fuzzy feeling. So, do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place, somewhere where we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayborhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayborhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy with fast and free shipping. They'll even help you set up what you get. I have to tell you, one thing I love about Wayfair is their rugs. And this spring, I am getting some new rugs. What I love about Wayfair is that you can literally search the color of rug you'd like, the size, the shape. They even have a diagram of how it would look in your house. Wayfair makes the shopping experience so easy, so quick. A couple little clicks, and before you know it, you have a brand new rug that is on your way to your house. Plus, shipping is pretty incredible. I don't have to wait months for a rug. When I want it, it comes pretty quickly. I love that. Thank you, Wayfair, for making it easy and affordable. So to find your own happy place in the Wayborhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or go through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week.
I mean, what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes.
And eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simple heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with as much as or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking.
They're celebrating Earth Day all month long, which I love. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Okay, so I keep Factor meals in my fridge. It literally is, just like they say, you put it in there for 2 minutes and it's having a home-cooked meal. Plus, they have all the nutrients on it, the calories. It's been amazing. Mom was over. I was giving mom Factor meals. She was obsessed with it.
The one thing I have definitely noticed is that when I want to be really, really healthy, I think, oh, just eat super little. But no, Factor meals shows you, you can eat a good sized meal with all the nutrients and still be healthy.
And it's for every type of person. It fits every type of diet.
Yes. So head to factormeals.com/twins50 and use code twins50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month.
That's code TWINS50 at factormeals.com/TWIN50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Welcome back to our segment, Dear Bellas, where we give Bella-style advice to our listeners.
Because who needs Abby when you have two Bellas?
That's right. And here's today's question.
Hi, Bella Twins. My name is Lexi. I'm 20. I'm a 3-time assault survivor. I just lost my virginity last year at 19 to rape. And I keep feeling like I'm drowning because I can't deal with everything that's going on. I know, Nikki, you went through it too. How did you pick yourself back up and find yourself after so long? I feel like I'm losing myself and I want to know who I am. Thank you. I love you both. Bye.
Oh my goodness, wow. Lexi. My eyes are watering. I have
mine
chills.
Too. I have chills everywhere. My heart is just sinking.
I wish I could hug you right now and like talk to you face to face. But I just want you to know, so I lost my virginity just like you, and it's definitely, like, you know, I talked about earlier, it has taken me 20 years to get into a good place, but that's because I didn't know anyone else's story. And if I could give you any advice and help you, one, I want you to know it was not your fault. Do not have any shame or guilt about what happened to you. You did not put yourself in a situation. None of it is your fault. And that's what I want you to let go first. The one thing that I know helped me to have a lot of great days was talking to someone that wasn't my twin sister, that wasn't a cousin or a best friend. I needed a truth therapist that could help me and guide me and lead me for moments that I just was hitting rock bottom. And Lexi, let me tell you, I have had those days. I locked myself in my room for 2 days. I didn't want to leave. There'd be times that I would go cry in my closet because I felt for some reason that being in this closed space that was super dark with every wall around me made me feel safe, and I would just cry my eyes out. I lacked self-confidence. I felt like I lost respect for myself. And I can't tell you enough that what happened to us, we didn't deserve it, and we can get through it. You have this inner strength in you that you haven't seen yet, but it is there and you have to find it. I also want you to start journaling every day when you get upset. I want you to write it on paper. I don't even want you to reread it, but I want you to let it go. But the more that you could write about this and talk about this, you truly are letting it go from your heart and from your soul. Cry about it when you need to cry. Those tears are releasing pain. So definitely start with those things.
Right. And, you know, I haven't been through rape, so I don't know that deep pain that both you, Lexi, and Nicole feel, but let's just say your virginity, whenever you want to lose it in your way, let that be the way. And I didn't lose my virginity the way I wanted to. But then after I had a really good sexual experience, like years later with someone I really cared about, and I kind of was like, this was like losing my virginity. So, you know, and I just, my heart goes out for you. And every day, look in the mirror and just be like, I am strong. I do have courage. I do have bravery. Keep reminding yourself, but you got to look yourself in the face and tell yourself that.
Yeah, even if you need to write note cards and tape them on your mirror, I've done that as well before, especially when I lived alone, because I felt like, okay, no one will see it. That's why I'm really big with vision boards, because I am a visual person. I need to be visually reminded. I visually need to see my goals. And that has helped me. But, you know, just like what Bree said, you can choose how in your mind you lost it. You can do that, Lexi. Don't be like how I was for 20 years. Trust me, you don't want to carry that with you. So please seek out help. Know you have your Bellas here. Know that you are so beautiful and strong and brave. And you also, with your story, can help other people. So thank you for being so brave and calling in to Dear Bellas and reaching out to us. That already right there, by the way, is you're making a step closer to healing. And please reach out to a therapist. There's so many different options now of people that can help, whether they're online, they're in person. Just do that and journal, put up those note cards, look yourself in the mirror, and just visualize that day that you are going to have that beautiful moment. Don't let him own your heart, your soul, and your mind. We want to help you let that go. And just know us Bellas love you so, so much. And I hope one day we could just give you a big, big hug.
Oh, we love you, Lexi. Thank you so much for calling in. And if any of you want a chance to hear from us, please give us a call at 833-Q-BELLAS.
All right, everyone. Well, I'm going to bring my fiance back on the show because now it's time for Bella Brains. All right, everyone. Give it up for this week's Bella Brains host, my man, Artem Shigvintsev.
I just wish people saw the way you say it, because you always do like a hand dance gesture.
Finally, I could do it gracefully.
So funny.
Do you know why she does that, Artem? Because she's thinking so hard how to say your last name.
Oh, exactly. You know what? You're probably right. Anyway, thank you. It's always nice to be back for another edition of Bella Brains, the hilarious weekly game show where we keep score to see who has the stronger Bella Brains.
And we're keeping track of who wins each week. And the first person to 5 wins a donation to their favorite charity paid for by the loser. And the current score is tied 2-2.
I bet it feels good for you to be tied, because usually you're losing.
Ugh, whatever.
You know what? I wonder who's going to win this round. Let's find out. It's time for
Bella Brains. Bella Brains. Bella Brains.
Okay, who's leaving room first?
The room.
The room.
I'll go. I'll let you guys be here first.
All right.
Oh, the accent. It's the best.
You're welcome. Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Because this time I'm going to be asking questions about month of May.
Ugh.
Do you know anything about months of May?
I mean, I know Cinco de Mayo's in May.
That's not that going to be part of the question, so.
Dang.
Oops. Okay, ready? Oh, question number one.
Our baby just moved.
Oh, don't try to make me all sentimental so I can help you out with this stuff.
No,
but
it did.
Oh, it did.
Our baby
did
just kicked twice.
Oh, that's so sweet. Mm. I wish I could feel it.
Me too.
Okay, you ready? First question?
Yeah.
Okay, one guess.
Ugh.
Not a good start for you. What season is the month of May in Southern Hemisphere?
Spring. No.
Negative.
Don't even tell me the winter.
It's autumn or fall.
What?
Yeah.
Bree's so not going to get that. Okay, what else?
Okay, question number two. What is the birthstone of the month of May?
Shoot.
I'll give you three guesses on this one.
Okay. Ruby?
Nope.
What's the blue one?
What's sapphire?
I thought the sapphire is red. No? Oh, no, blue.
Ruby's red.
Yeah. Sapphire.
No.
Damn it.
Do you think I would tell you what the color stone would be and the name of the stone would that would be the right answer?
Maybe.
Oh.
One more guess?
One more guess.
I'm like trying to like see what I see on the paper. What is May? What would people rock in May? Oh, what's the green one called? That's it. It's the green one.
Well, you need to say the name. Don't
look
at me.
That's not fair, but if I know it's the green stone, I should get it. It's the green stone is called, dang it. Why can't I think of the green stone, Artem?
Well,
can I get the beginning? Because, I mean, I said green stone. Can I at least get the beginning letter?
E.
What?
E.
E?
Yeah. You're thinking of the right stone. That is the right answer, but you need to say the word.
E what?
What do you mean E what?
E.
Yeah, it starts on E. Okay, I'll give you a hint. What is the city?
Emerald.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. One right out of two.
Listened.
Okay. This is question number three. The month was named after the Greek goddess of what?
How many guesses do I get?
Well, three, obviously. I mean.
So Greek goddess of something is what May is named after?
Yeah.
You
can say name of that goddess or what that goddess were responsible for. Well, name would be harder. I'm just giving you options.
Yeah, I mean, I only know like Socrates or whatever. I mean, I know more, but so the Greek goddess of rain.
Definitely not. I don't think it rains in May. More than anything, it's like spring.
April showers. Oh shoot, that's April. You're right. ooh, the Greek goddess of sunshine.
No, that's your second guess.
No.
Yeah, one more.
Dang it.
Greek goddess of sunshine.
The Greek goddess of growing. Like, you know, for spring, like growing stuff.
No.
Like not agriculture goddess?
No,
or
definitely
like...
not agriculture.
Ugh, what is it?
Fertility.
That's the same thing. That's what I meant.
Growing, agriculture,
but I meant
fertility.
Like, you know, planting and stuff like that.
That's not fertility. Planting is planting.
Whatever.
Fertility.
I was
fertility.
Close.
I mean, you.
So what I got? One out of three.
One out of three. Yeah.
Let me go get her.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, the topic of this Bella Brains is going to be about the month of May.
Ooh.
And it's not going to be about Cinco de Mayo, so don't even try. Okay, question number one. One guess. What season is the month of May in Southern Hemisphere?
What season? Wow. That's actually tough. I'm going to say, I mean, I feel dumb saying this, but I feel like it's, I don't know, spring? Yes, I said the same.
That is incorrect.
It's summer?
It's autumn.
It's
Remember,
autumn?
The summertime is the winter over there. What's whatever summer for us, it's the winter for them. It's exact opposite.
Dang
oh,
it.
Well. Okay, here we bring question number two. I'll give you three guesses for that one.
Okay.
What is the birthstone for the month of May?
Okay. So April is a diamond because someone got me that because they thought Birdie's due date was April 30th. But then Birdie's birthday is May 9th. And what did I end up having? It was green. It's, I think, green.
I need the name.
Emerald.
That is correct.
Emerald, it's the one I got right.
It's the right answer. Okay.
That's right.
Okay, question number three. The month was named after the Greek goddess of what?
What do you mean? Like,
well, and Artem, you could tell her, like, you don't have to say the name. You could say what the Greek goddess represented. And that's it. No, yeah. That's all you gave me as hints.
No, I gave you this.
And that's all you gave me as hints.
You can say the name of the goddess or what she was responsible for.
And it was a Greek goddess.
Greek goddess.
Okay.
Of what?
Venus?
No, that is incorrect. Second guess.
Wait, so is it her name? It's
You can say either. You can say the name of the goddess or you can say what that goddess was responsible for.
Was she responsible for flowers?
No.
Was she responsible for fertility, like reproduction?
That is correct.
Yes.
It is the goddess of fertility.
Woo! Oh my, how did you get that? Because everything blooms in May. Only makes sense. Whatever. Okay. It would have been my next once I got the hang of it.
No, it wouldn't have been, but yes, I won.
Well, that brings current score to 3-2. And I'm sorry, Nicole, but Bree's in the lead.
Yes. Oh my. Oh, she always finds a way to pull ahead. I'm so sick of it. All right, everyone. Join us again next week for another edition of
Bella Brains, Bella Brains, Bella Brains.
Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, thank you. And a huge thank you to my fiance, Artem, for coming on and being an open book with our relationship. That is never easy. And also a huge thank you to all of you for all the love and support of our new memoir, Incomparable.
And please tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And call 833-QBELLAS to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas.
Show us some love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
And we just launched a new Instagram exclusively dedicated to the Bellas Podcast. So make sure to follow us at the Bellas Podcast.
Special thanks to Artem for being a great Bella Brains host.
Until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And you'll always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.